This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Diane Roberts. Russian shelling hit the regional administration building on the central square of the recently liberated southern city of Kherson, the deputy head of Ukraine's presidential office said. Reuters was able to confirm the location from the building characteristics and road layout seen in the video, which matched file footage of the area. Reuters was not able to independently confirm the date it was filmed. Ukraine recaptured Kherson from Russian forces November 11th, prompting days of celebrations on the square by city residents. A U.S. citizen has been released as part of a prisoner exchange between Russia and Ukraine, where the war is not likely to wind down before year's end, White House National Security spokesperson John Kirby said Wednesday. Kirby would not release additional details, citing privacy concerns. Asked about prospects for negotiating an end to the war with Russian President Vladimir Putin, Kirby said violent fighting continues. The United States is preparing to send Patriot missile defense system to Ukraine to shoot down incoming Russian missiles, a decision that could be announced as soon as this week. Defense analyst, retired Rear Admiral Mark Montgomery, tells VOA there may be other options.
So I think it's expensive, it's really long term, and it will pull their quality people off the other systems. So for me, Patriot is not a great answer. More NASAMS, more S-300s.
The U.S. already has provided Ukraine with billions of dollars in military support, including air defense weapons ranging from shoulder-mounted to the larger NASAMS anti-aircraft systems. This is VOA News. The United States, Benin, and Niger signed a $504 million regional compact agreement Wednesday under the Millennium Challenge Corporation. That's an independent U.S. government agency that funds projects and provides grants while promoting good governance. Secretary of State Antony Blinken took part in the signing, calling the agreement a project that will result in real change.
Congratulations to everyone involved. This is a milestone. This is innovation. I think it points the way forward as well for many of the projects that MCC will undertake, and it certainly points the way forward for Africa and for our friends in Benin and Niger.
The signing came during the three-day U.S.-Africa Leaders Summit. German Chancellor Olaf Scholz on Wednesday countered proposals for a European sovereignty fund by arguing there was still money available from prior European support packages that should be used up first. He said, first of all, there are quite a lot of funds that have not been dispersed yet. This is the beauty of the European Recovery Plan, he told reporters on the sidelines of a meeting in Brussels, referring to a giant stimulus package agreed by the EU to help speed up the bloc's post-COVID recovery. New Zealand has passed tobacco reforms to ban smoking for the next generation. Laws passed by Parliament on Tuesday mean that New Zealanders born after 2008 will never be able to legally buy cigarettes or tobacco. Phil Mercer for reports from Sydney.
New Zealand's smoking rate is already at historic lows. 8% of adults smoke every day, according to government figures, although almost a fifth of indigenous Maori people smoke. But authorities want to drive consumption down even further, to below 5% by 2025. The aim, they say, is to stamp out smoking altogether. Legislation passed Tuesday by Parliament in Wellington effectively imposes a lifetime ban on young New Zealanders buying cigarettes. The reforms mandate that tobacco products can never be sold to individuals born on or after January 1, 2009. The laws are thought to be the first of their kind anywhere in the world. Phil Mercer for VOA News, Sydney.
Critics of the changes have warned they could encourage an illicit market in tobacco productions. The U.S.-Africa Summit kicked off Tuesday in the nation's capital with a full agenda. Topics ranged from climate adaptation and energy transition to peace, security, and government. From Washington, Diane Roberts, VOA News.